Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show, where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. My name is Rachel Wheely, a human in the world, finishing up a series on joy, series 43. 8 episodes on this rather elusive emotion. It's been absolutely lovely walking with you in the freezing cold from the UK in January. So as we wrap up the season, I thought it would be quite nice to spend an episode talking about the joy of walking. Welcome to Walk the Pod. Morning, Rach. I'm just doing as you told me to send you a message if I'm listening to the Walk the Pod podcast and walking, and I am doing that. Not necessarily on the right day, but I am having a lovely walk. I think today it is very cold, but Ben is out now and has definitely got some warmth in it, and mostly a blue sky. So what more could you ask, really? It's lovely. I am trying and have tried for the last several years to do my walk, listening to the podcast or not, and I try and do 3 miles every day. Sometimes I make it and sometimes I don't, but that's my attempt. But what I met up with our walking group. I led a walk on Wednesday. 27 people came on it with me, and it was 6 miles. I met up with a lady who was diagnosed with Parkinson's last year and has had some real issues with trying to get her mobility back, because she was a very keen walker, so that she can walk, which they've managed to do mostly. And I just couldn't believe how well she was looking, but also she's got her walking up every day, so that she now does 20 miles a week. I do 21, and she's attempting to do 21 too, and then and she just is obviously benefiting hugely, as do I. So I just thought I'd share that with you. 10 minutes every day. I try and do an hour every day because I can. And it's a really good discipline because it makes me do it. Anyway, just thought I'd share that with you, and hope you have a lovely day. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye. Thank you, Mum. Thank you for doing the homework, sending me a voice note of your beautiful voice talking about how you listen to the podcast on your daily walk. Spending an hour walking a day is amazing. I didn't realise you even did that much. I do 10 minutes, probably close to half an hour maybe, but I can aspire one day to walk for an hour a day. Sounds absolutely delightful. And the joy of walking is, it's difficult to sell to people who don't walk, because it may seem very, very, very cold and miz at the moment, and you can't really expect anybody to appreciate it. But the joy of walking, I think, is found in doing the activity over time, because it does boost your mood for several hours after you do it, and it does help your physical and mental health on an ongoing basis more than it might seem likely to, just from thinking about it. How much can it really help my physical or mental health? Well, you might be surprised, actually, how much. It's a chunk of ice I'm just walking past on the floor there. And that goes even when it's freezing like it is right now. It's still boosting my mood. It's still lovely to get out under the blue sky. And it's still lovely to see all the nature, even though it's urban sprawl nature. Not full nature. Full nature would be a herd of wildebeests trampling over a desert plain or something like that. Whereas what I have here is a couple of holly bushes and some rather trampled grass. But it's nature, nevertheless. So we're coming to the end of the series now, and I want to thank you very much indeed for walking with me. Very much for listening. We've spoken about all kinds of elements of joy over the course of the series. We've spoken about how joy is a an elated feeling which transcends happiness. We've talked about the joy of nature. We've talked about the fleeting nature of joy. And it's also been a series of talking about how maybe joy is specifically to do with a happy feeling which we know will soon finish. So the joy of spending time with particularly our own children, but also grandchildren or other people's children, is that what they're doing right now, whilst it is adorable and hilarious, will never quite be the same again. We'll never quite have this experience with them again, because children are absolutely unique in everything that they do. And so there is a sort of sadness about the fact that it might not last for very long, along with the joy. And an intrinsic part of the joy. And I think actually that's the realisation I'm most grateful for from this exploration of joy. And I think what it says to me is, do savour those moments, because well, this is the one chance to experience them, isn't it? So it's about trying to be present and trying to be here with the children as they're growing up, not wishing the time away or distracting myself with other things whilst they're so little. So thank you for walking with me and helping me to come to some new conclusions about our topic. I'm excited to find out what we talk about next. I'll be putting a poll quite soon, actually. I think I'm going to do the poll as soon as I can to try and find out what we're going to be talking about next, so that I can do the prep for the series, and then we'll kick off the series in February. Before I get into what I can see directly in front of me, I want to send a big thank you to all the members of the Walk the Pod Lunchtime Walk Club. The people who support the show keep me in tea bags and shoelaces and the odd pint at the end of the series, and who I spend very happy moments chatting to in the Discord server, finding out about their own walking practice all over the world, exchanging photos of ducks and nature and clouds. And we also play a couple of games throughout the week. We celebrate Gratitude Tuesday on the Discord server, and we also celebrate Word Wednesday, where we pick a word that means something that is relevant to nature and maybe walking, and enjoy words that we don't have in English that occur all over the world and mean something special with respect to nature and walking. So they are, in no particular order, Nigel in northern Spain, Rob in New Zealand, Marcel in the Netherlands, and in the UK, Catherine in Ealing, Nick in Worcester, Jim in Manchester, Hannah, Sam and Katie in Southwest London, Helen in Crystal Palace, John in Muswell Hill, Mum in Malvern, Peter in Ruislip, Laura on the Bedsbuck border, Hilary from Trundle, and of course Rear Admiral Tim in the People's Republic of Croydon. I want to thank everybody on the quiet tier, because there is a quiet tier on Patreon where you don't get a shout out on the podcast, but you support the show nevertheless. Hello, the quiet tier. And thank you to everybody who supports my newsletter on Substack or supports the show via Spotify. I couldn't make this without you. I'm so grateful to you for your help. And if you'd like to support the show, go to walkthepod.com, or you can subscribe within Spotify itself. Word of mouth is one of the great ways of spreading the word about Walk the Pod, particularly because I believe that social media can get in a bin. So if you can forward this episode to somebody who you think would enjoy it, I'd be enormously grateful. And I look forward to being back for series 44 in February. What can I see directly in front of me? Well, it's a beautiful day. Absolutely gorgeous out there, or up there, I should say. The sky is beautiful blue. There isn't a cloud in the sky. Absolutely stunning. It's quite cold, but there isn't a huge breeze up or anything. So it's just cold and fresh. A little bit biting. It's lovely. So hugely encourage you to get out for a walk today. If you're thinking, oh, I don't really want to, it's kind of wet and mist and cold, well, it's not wet. It does depend where you are, whether it's wet or not, but it's not wet, friends, come on. Out you go. Have a little walk around, you'll thank me later. You only need to go for 10 minutes, and I'll be cheering you on. And you can always send me a photo of your walk, if you want to. Or send me a little note about your walk. I've now managed to get walkthepod@gmail.com to work as an email address, so feel free to email me there if you'd like to. walkthepod@gmail.com. And you can also leave me a voice note if you go to walkthepod.com as well. So lots of ways to get in touch. And just getting to the trafficy end of my normal walk now. Sunshine is gleaming off the houses and the various cars and vans and things parked along the road. And there's still frost visible on the grass. And not much in the way of trees or shrubs or plants doing anything in particular, but there are, of course, some evergreens like holly with loads of beautiful red berries on them. Loads of sort of fir shrubs and hedging and things. And I know that there will be some lovely flowers just waiting to get going around here very soon. Thank you for walking with me, dear friends. It's been an absolute delight to stretch my legs with you at lunchtime this series. Thank you for bearing with when I was ill for a couple of days. Thank you especially if you have gone to walkthepod.com to leave me 59 seconds of your beautiful voice. A huge thank you to John Machin, one-eyed bloke in Muswell Hill, for the absolutely beautiful snow poem, which cheered us all up halfway through the series. And thank you to you for listening, and good luck with your walking. We've got most of January out the way now, so it's going to get warmer and easier to walk as we go on. So you've done the hard graft. Pat yourself on the back if you're on a winter walk, because we will very soon be in slightly more generous weather for it. As ever, take care of your beautiful mind, yourselves and each other. Try if you can to enjoy the imperfect day. Pay attention to what's directly in front of you for sparks of joy. And I'll be back in February with series 44.